Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking.
I'm sure you've heard of board policies and even of the King reports. And I'm also pretty sure that if you have and you do not belong to a large corporate business, that you've thought that belongs in a big shiny boardroom with lots of directors or in large companies only. And that small businesses really not need to concern themselves about that. Well, firstly, I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely not the case. And secondly, that these are not cumbersome documents, but really quite important and very practical. The board policies really fill the gaps in regards to the Companies Act and the MOI that sets a very high level tone of what is expected. It also works in conjunction with a number of other documents, such as your shareholders agreement if you have more than two shareholders, and of course, your director service level agreement. In essence, it is very much like your HR policy. It's the how-to. It sets the tone for the culture in your organization and how decisions are taken. And for that reason, should be a dynamic document that is ever-changing. It is also important from an ethical backbone perspective to have this in place, especially if you have any more than one director serving on your board.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.